Verse 6, as soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Now this is the thing that is to me marvelous indeed. In fact, it is something that for the few moments, why, he reveals his glory. This is the section that reveals his glory. And John says, the Word was made flesh and tabernacled here among us, pitched his tent, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And even in this hour, this dark hour, when he's yielding himself as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, even then he reveals his deity here. And they fall backward. And I want you to notice that. They didn't fall forward to worship him. They fell backward in fear and in absolute dismay. I think that was utter confusion for a moment there when they fell backward. And friends, he's more than Jesus of Nazareth that they seek. He is the Lord of glory. He is God revealed in human flesh. When God became man, there's a little book I had. We offered it at Christmas time, and that book is still available if you'd like to have it. I think it's very important. That book has been sent out to missionaries on the field. It has gone around the globe, this little book, and God has wonderfully used it. I think it's important to know who he is today. And, in fact, it's very important to know who he is. Now, they fell backward. And this is in fulfillment of prophecy, friends. In the 27th Psalm, in verses 1 and 2, listen to this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. May I say to you, that reveals the Godward side of this person. And let me say, that psalm is theocentric. But you go now to Psalm 35, and that's anthropocentric. That means it's man-centered, or this looks toward the manward side. And will you listen to this? He says, let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. What a picture we have here. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. And that, my friend, is what this 40th Psalm says. What a fulfillment we have here when our Lord, for a brief moment, revealed his glory to them. Jesus of Nazareth they're seeking. Well, here he is, but he's the Lord of glory. And then will you notice what the Lord Jesus did? And my friend, notice his dignity now. He's still in charge of everything. Jesus answered, he says, I've told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way. And he gives them a command to let his disciples go. And you know what they did? Listen, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spoke, of them which thou gavest me have I lost none. And that's fulfillment of what he said in his prayer. He's just prayed a prayer, Father, I haven't lost one of them. Now the Lord Jesus says, you let them go. And do you know what this crowd did that came out to arrest him? They let them go. They only wanted him after all. And even this man, Simon Peter, having a sword, he drew it. He smote the high priest's servant, cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus.